Jerry Uelsman, Untitled, The Philosopher's Desk. And this is a gelatin silver print photograph. Jerry Uelsman started working on images similar to The Philosopher's Desk back in the late 50s, early 60s. So decades before computer manipulated photographs. He's somebody who is not a household name by any stretch, but if you are a photographer who's dedicated to your medium deeply, then you probably worship Jerry Uelsman, because anything you've seen in the photographic realm produced by Photoshop, those people, if they're really serious about their work, they've looked back to Jerry Uelsman to see what is artistically possible with the technology that we have now. What we see is a very stately interior with wood from floor to ceiling, a large fireplace, a large carpet, and a single desk in the middle of the space with a small figure standing on it. Curiously, the figure on the desk does not cast a shadow. Even more curiously, we see an open sky. Uelsman has lit this thing just right so that it really seems like the sun is lighting the desktop and parts of the interior. I think the reason why this looks more believable than most Photoshopped images that we see today is two things. One is he took all of these shots, so it's not like he's borrowing anything, and he's a master in the darkroom, just like Ansel Adams was. So every component that he's photographing, he's working diligently to make sure all of the tones are exactly as he wants. And so he can manipulate, if he needs to, the tones of the interior to get them to be just right for the tones in the cloud, so that in that way, everything works just perfectly.